We are holding here on a difficult day for Am Yisrael, for the Torah world, as in the last 24 hours, if I'm not mistaken, at least four great Talmid Chachamim passed away. Rav Meshulam Soloveitchik, Rosh Yeshiva Brisk, Rav Avram Avidan, is Rosh Yeshiva, former Rosh Yeshiva at Shalavim, Rav Yitzchak Shiner, is Rosh Yeshiva in Kamenetz. And Rabbi, just before I was giving this shiur, I found out that Rabbi Dr. Avram Tversky, right, familiar perhaps with the English and psychology, Divrei Torah, etc., the Sforim, the Art Scroll books, etc., Feldheim, maybe, I don't know. But right, so he also, you know, unfortunately was Nifter, if I'm not mistaken, all from COVID-related situations. So it is up to us to pick up the slack. And Baruch Hashem, that is what we're doing. And again, as usual, today's limud is b'schus the refu shalema for Rachel Naomi Bas Esther Chana, who is also a COVID-related situation, as well for Naomi Meira Bas Shana Rivka Reisel, who is not a COVID situation, but does still need a refu shalema. Okay, so we're here at the bottom. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Elazar. We're talking about the Korban Pesach. We're talking about the Korban Chagiga that is brought with the Korban Pesach. And four lines up on Ayin Amar Beis, Ula says, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, Shlomim sheshachtam erev yomtif. If you shech the korban shlomim on erev yomtif, so inu yotzi behem lo mishum simcha v'lo mishum chagiga. You don't fulfill either the mitzvah of simcha on yomtif or the mitzvah of shechting, bringing a korban chagiga on yomtif. The chagiga is obvious because you have to bring the korban chagiga on yomtif, and we're talking erev yomtif. But his chiddush is here that we're going to talk about and try and analyze. And maybe bring rayas and proofs and whatever, is that you're not even yotzi the mitzvah of simcha if you eat that korban on yontif. Meaning you need to shecht, as we'll see in a second, you need to shecht the korban that you're going to use for the mitzvah of simchas yontif, that you're going to eat specifically for simchas yontif, that needs to be shechted on yontif. So he says, mishum simcha d'ksiv, right? You don't fulfill the mitzvah of simcha, because the pasuk says, v'savachta v'somachta, and that's not back-to-back, but that's in the same pasuk. You have to shecht and you have to have simcha, right? Zabina and zvicha b'shas simcha v'laka. Right? You need to have the zvicha, the shechting, the shechita has to be b'shas simcha at the time when you're chayev, right? As Rashi says, b'yom tov shu zman simcha, you have to do the shechita on yontif. Umishum chagiga, you're not yotzei because avidavar shebechova. Why aren't you yotzei? I misspoke a little bit. Right? Why aren't you yotzei the chagiga? Because that's a davar shebechova, right? That you have to bring the chagiga. And there's a concept that anything that you have to bring, v'chol davar shebechova, einu ba, ela min chulin. Something that you have to bring has to come from chulin. And this, already you made it into a different korban, right? You made it the chagiga of the 14th. So you can't be yotzei the chagiga of the 15th. With something that is already kadosh, right? Already turned into the chagiga of the 14th, right? Any obligation that you have has to come from chulin. And they use that halacha b'agav, by the way, to address other halachas, not only by korbanos, but they say, for example, by matan slavyonim, for example, you can't take miser for matan slavyonim. Right? If again, Purim's coming up, Baruch Hashem, looking forward. So matan slavyonim, you have to take from chulin, from unconsecrated money, meaning any Meiser Ksofim that you might be giving anyway, so that you can't give that as Matanas Lavyonim, right? That has to come from Chulin, from regular money, etc. Okay, fine. That's fine. Weiter. So Leim Miseyele. We're going to bring one proof and a couple of questions, and then we're going to bring a different version of Rabbi Elazar Shita. But either way, let's say that this is a proof that you're not allowed to shecht. If you're going to bring the korban and the meat that you're going to use for to fill the mitzvah of simchas yontif, that needs to be shechted on yontif. So let's say that this is a proof, because the pasuk says vayisa ach sameach, that you need to be sameach, right? That's obviously talking about sukkahs. The rabbos leila yontif achron lesimcha, that includes the night of Shmini Atzeres, that has a mitzvah, a chiyuv of simcha, right? So ata omar leili yom tov achron o'eno el leili yom tov rishon. Well, why does it include the last night? Maybe it should include the first night. So tama lomar ach. Therefore, the pasuk says ach and cholak, and therefore it's separated, meaning it clarified. It said that we're talking about, we excluded it from the first night, and we used it to tell me that there's a mitzvah of rejoicing on the last night. The Gemara says, "My time. Huh? What's the reason? Why is there a mitzvah? Why did you exclude the first night that tell me there's a mitzvah, as opposed to tell me there's a mitzvah on the last night, meaning on Shmini Atzeres? Right? Isn't that because there's nothing from which you're allowed to be happy with? Meaning, Right, this seems should prove Rabbi Elazar's shita, because what happens? Right, Yontef Rishon comes out, and you have no meat. Right, you're not allowed to shecht a korban at night. Right, korbanos have to be shechted during the day. So if you're going to shecht the korban that you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha with, so you need to shecht that on Erev Yontef. Well, if you're not allowed to fulfill, right, if there's not a special mitzvah of simcha on the first night of Yontef, i.e., you don't need to bring a korban, you don't need to have meat from a korban to fulfill a mitzvah of simcha on Yontef on the first night, isn't that because you can't? Because if you shecht, you have to shecht it before Yontef, and apparently we see that, according to Rabbi Elazar, and according to this, seemingly, that you need to shecht the korban on Yontif. And therefore, you can't, because you can't shecht the korban at night. So therefore, it must be, by definition, talking about, what's it called, but talking about the last day of Yontif, because now you're shechting, what are you doing? You're shechting the korban on Sukkos, right? And then you're eating on Shmini Atzeres, that works out. So Gemara says, well, no, that's not true, Kedetani, time out, because that's not the reason. Because like this, I mean, this is the reason why we're excluding the first night and including the last night. Ma Reisa, the Rambam's Leili Yom Tov Achron, right? Why do we say that it's talking about the night of Shmini Atzeres? Well, the Hotzi Leili Yom Tov Rishon, and say that we're not talking about the first night of Sukkos. Marba Ani Leili Yom Tov Achron, Sheish Simcha Lefanav, Umotzi Ani Leili Yom Tov Rishon, Shein Simcha Lefanav. Because what happens? The last night of Yom Tov has all these days of Sukkos in front of it, right? You have all these days of simcha. The first night of Yontif, there's no simcha before that, right? And everything, right? It's already Erev Yontif, right? So Mestama, right? We don't have any chiyuv, right? What are we going to include, right? We're saying Ach Sameach, right? It's going to exclude the first night and include the last night, right? So, meaning we had a ribuy and then we had a miut. So we're going to include the last night of Sukkos, meaning Shmini Atzeres, into the mitzvah of Simcha. That makes a lot more sense to do that, because it's the last night. Right? There was no Simcha already when you're talking about the first night. By Shmini Atzeres, we already had 7 days of Simcha. So, Mestama, right, that makes much more sense to say that you're including the last night and not the first night. And it has nothing to do with whether you can shecht the Korban, all right, on Yontif or before Yontif, right? This has nothing to do with Rabbi Elazar Shita at all. Okay, now we're going to have two questions against Rabbi Elazar Shita. Mazar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asked, Chagiga Sar Basar, Yotzi Ba B'Shem Simcha, V'Eni Yotzi B'Shem Chagiga. From the Korban that you bring on the 14th and Erev Pesach, you're Yotzi the Mitzvah of Simcha, but you're not Yotzi the Mitzvah of Chagiga. The Gemara says, am I? Why? Ba'inan Zvicha B'Shas Simcha V'Laka. You're not shechting the Korban Chagiga of the 14th on Pesach. How could you fulfill the Mitzvah of Simcha with that Korban? Right, it's shechted on Erev Pesach. So Ravidi Bar Avin sheikev shechta. You're right. The case is where no, you got delayed. You wanted to shechted on Erev Pesach, but you ended up shechting it on Pesach. So therefore, right. So that's the case where it was shechted on Pesach, and only in that case can you fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha. I'm Ravashi, Hakanam Mistavra, and it makes sense because the Ilu Tema Hachi. Because if you don't say that, Hamas Nisa Man Katanila the Ben Tema. Because this Mishnah is Ben Tema's Shita. Right, if you're telling me that if you're telling me that you shechted it on Erev Pesach, right, why would Ben Tema say that it was mutter for you to eat it on Pesach, right, the next morning to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha? Ben Tema hapasal lebelina. If you remember, Ben Tema equated the korban chagiga that's brought with the korban Pesach, right? They equated the two korbanos together to the point where you can't eat the korban chagiga that you shechted on Erev Pesach past the zman to eat the korban Pesach. Well, the zman to eat the korban Pesach is at night. You can't eat it the following morning for the mitzvah of Simcha. So Shema Minas, apparently you see from here, right, it must be that you're shechting it on the 15th, right, and again, you were delayed, right, for whatever reason, you didn't shecht it on Erev Pesach, you're shechting it on the 15th, and that's why you would say the mitzvah of Simcha. So Masiv Rava, finally a third kasha against Rabbi Elazar Shita. Halel v'asimcha shmoneh, there are 8 days where you say Halel, and obviously the mitzvah to be misameach, there's a mitzvah of simcha on Sukkos, meaning that therefore there's a mitzvah to eat shalmei simcha, right? There's a mitzvah to eat shlamim, to eat korbanos, all 8 days of Sukkos. And if you'll tell me that you need to be able to shecht the korban when on Yontif, on Sukkos, hazin din zegin de lamashkach, hazal el shiva. Sometimes you only have 7. Right, let's say Yom Tov Rishon falls out on Shabbos. So then you can't. That's not right. That you can't shecht the Shalmei Simcha on Shabbos. That's not Docha Shabbos. So what's it called? So that's going to mess it up. Meaning, when Shabbos falls out in the middle of the week, So that's not a problem. Why? Because you can shecht it on Friday and leave some meat over. But if you're telling me that the first day of Shabbos, well, you can't shecht on the first day of Yontif, and then apparently there's no mitzvah of Simcha. Right? Apparently, right, what do we see? If you're telling me that there are 8 days of Simcha, so it must be that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha with a korban that you shecht it on Erev Shabbos, right, when it falls out, because if on Erev, the first day of Yontif. Because if Shabbos fell out on the first day, you're telling me that you can still fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha on that day. It must be that you shechted it before Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, braid the Rav Yehuda, and mesemcho b'sire harigolim. So he says, no, in Akinami, that it's not necessarily true. You're not being mesameach with a shalmi simcha. You're being mesameach with one of the seirim, one of the goats of the regalim, of the korban chatas that everybody brought. And so that's docha Shabbos, and that's how you can fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha, in that case. Amar Rava says, what do you mean? That's not what we're talking about here. Shtei tshuvas badavar. I'll tell you two reasons why we're not talking about the korban chatas, the shalmei, the sirei regalim, that we're taught. That's going to be the way we're yotzei Simcha. Because chadu sirei regalim chay ne'achol and tzali ein ne'achol. Because you only are, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to roast the sirei regalim, right? You're allowed to shecht and bring the korban chatas, but you're not allowed to cook it, because that's already not docha Shabbos. So that's already v'simcha v'chai leka, and there's no simcha in eating raw meat, right? And most people get the nice way it's cooked, right? It's not totally blue, right? Cook it a decent way, I don't know, however much you want to cook it, but meat has to be cooked for people to truly enjoy it. And that's number one. The od kohanim ochlim v'yisraelim b'mes meichim. If you're telling me that the mitzvah of Simcha is fulfilled by the korban chatas, right, the siri regalim, right, that you bring on yontif, so that's only for the kohanim, right? The yisraelim. What are the yisraelim doing? Rav Papa saying, you're right, in Echinami, we're not talking about meat. We're talking about mesamcha v'ksus nekia v'yayin yoshem. We're talking about when circus falls out on Shabbos. So in Echinami, there's Simcha 8 days. But you can't use Shalmei Simcha to be Mesameach yourself on the first day, because you have to shecht it on the first day, right, on Yontif, and you can't shecht it on Shabbos, so therefore there's no way for you to get a Shalmei Simcha to be Mesameach on the first day, when Shabbos is the first day of Yontif. So therefore, we're Mesameach in different days, in different ways. We're Mesameach with nice clothing and wine, and nice good wine. So that's how you can be Mesameach all 8 days of Sukkot, right, when Shabbos is the first day of Yontif. Now, in Echinami, the Gemara does say at the end of the Masechta that Ein Simcha Ela Basar V'Yayin, right, the Ein Simcha Ela Basar, right, the time of Beis HaMikdash, the Simcha was through meat. The Gemara there talks about how, you know, we qualify it for different people, for kids get candy, and you know, it calls it egozim, but the candied nuts, etc., women get nice clothing, men get meat. So there's machlokas rishonim here, whether, I'm not sure if it's here, but it might be over there, but there's machlokas rishonim as to whether this type of simcha is also d'oraisa, or if it is only d'rabbanan. That whether we say d'oraisa simcha is with meat, and simcha is only with meat, but d'rabbanan, you can fulfill the mitzvah of simcha through nice clothing or wine, or maybe even d'oraisa. This is also wine and clothing are also a way to fulfill simcha d'oraisa. Okay, something to check into. Vayter. Ki also Ravin, now when Ravin showed up in Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, so Amar Rabbi Elazar, he's quoted Rabbi Elazar in the opposite way, right? What do we say? Rabbi Elazar said, you cannot be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Simcha, with a shlomim that was shechted on Erev Pesach, or Erev Yontif. So Ravin quoted Rabbi Elazar as saying the opposite, that shlomim shechted on Erev Yontif, Yotzei behem mishum Simcha, vein Yotzei behem mishum Chagiga, that you are Yotzei, the mitzvah of Simcha, if you shecht this korban on Erev Yontif, and then eat it on Yontif, that is a mitzvah of Simcha. So now, and the Gemara explains, Yotzei Mishum Simcha, Lo Beinan Zvicha B'Sha Simcha, because according to this understanding, we don't need you to shecht it on Yontif. V'lo Mishum Chagiga, but you're not Yotzei Chagiga, Dehavidavar Shebechova, because again, the same reason, because a Chagiga is something you have to bring, V'chadavar Shebechova, Eino Ba Elam Min Chulin, and that has to come from Chulin, from regular, unconsecrated, regular, normal property, not something that's already been used for a korban. Now, we're only going to bring one of the previous proofs against Rabbi Elazar, and we're obviously the proof that we brought, right? The first thing we said was an attempted proof, and we not shot it down. So now, if you have the reverse shita, this is going to be an attempted question, and it's also obviously going to be shot down. And then we'll continue to a different topic. The Gemara is not going to resolve what the answer is, and we'll just be left with two ways of understanding what Rabbi Elazar said, and that's it. So you may say, hold on, I'll ask you a question. You have to be sameach, right? L'rabos leili yomtev achron l'simcha, right? That to include that on Shmini Atzeres, right? You have a mitzvah of simcha. Ata omer l'rabos leili yomtev achron o'enu el l'rabos leili yomtev rishon. Why aren't you talking about? Why aren't you saying that the first night of Sukkot is a mitzvah of simcha? Tamalomar ach. So therefore, the pasuk says ach, which chilek, which says that only one of these days is going to be is fulfilled and included in the mitzvah of Simcha, and that's talking about Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara says, "My time. Oh, why did you choose Shmini Atzeres, not the first night? Lav mishum de'in lo b'mem yismach. Isn't that because you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha on the first night because you have to shecht on erev yontif, and in erev yontif, if you shecht the korban that you can use for Simcha, then it's not good, and therefore you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha on the first night of yontif with the korban that you shechted on erev yontif." The Gemara says, "Lo, no, it's not true. Right? Kedetanya like." The reason here that we're including the night of Shmini Atzeres and to exclude the first night of Sukkot is because Marba ani leili yom tov achron sheyesh simcha lefanav umotzi ani leili yom tov rishon sheein simcha lefanav. Because when you're going to include something into the mitzvah of simcha, it makes a lot more sense to include something at the back end after you've had many days of simcha already, and not when you're just starting out the chag of simcha. Okay, fine. So we're left again with two ways of understanding Rabbi Elazar, whether you are Yotze, whether you're not Yotze, and that's how the Gemara leaves it. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says as follows, Minayin le'imuri chagiga chamishasar shenifsulin belina. How do you know that the imurim, that the fats, that the stuff that goes on the Mizbeach, of the korban chagiga that's brought on Yontif, right, on the 15th, right, nifsulin belina, it's no good if they are not burned until the morning. Right, again, the meat of this, again, just to be clear, the meat of the Korban Chagiga is allowed to be eaten the next day, but, again, according to this, according to Rav Kahana, the fats need to be burned that night. So the Gemara, how do you know, says Rav Kahana? So yeah, the Pasuk says, V'lo yalin chelev chagiga boker. Right, again, famous Pasuk, perhaps, that you're familiar, right? And the next Pasuk says, Reish shiz pikureh mazuchat avi beis alukacha, shem alukacha, and everybody knows, lo tzvashel gedi v'chalevi mo. That's right, that's how the congregation always chimes in with the Baal Kore. So either way, but what does the Pasuk say? V'lo yalin chelev chagiga boker. Do not leave over the fats of my chag, of my korban chagiga, until morning. V'samechle reish shiz, the Pasuk says, right, the next right after that, Reishis Bikureyat Masacha. So the first, right, for the fact that it says first, right, Lameira Dahai Boker, Boker Rishon. Apparently, what do you see? That don't leave over, right, again, if you just read it in the Torah without Psukim, it says, Lo Yalin Chelev Chagigat Boker Reishis. So apparently, what does it mean? You should not leave over the fats until the first morning, meaning all night is when you can burn the fats, but you cannot burn the fats, right, after they've already been left over till morning, till the first morning. Maskevla, Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, what are you talking about? Taima dechtiv rachis? The reason that you can't, you have to burn the fats that night, you can't leave them over until the morning, the first morning, is because it said first. Haloksiv rachis, but if it didn't say rachis, what would you have thought? Right, Havamina, my boker sheni? You might have thought that don't leave, the pasuk meant, right, what was the default? Right, you had to clarify, don't leave over the fats until the first morning, and therefore, if it didn't say first, you would have thought, don't leave over the fats until the second morning? Right, do you have any case where the korban is no good at night, but then you can continue burning the fats? Meaning, because what would have happened? That you can either shlam them for 2 days or one night. So you shecht it on, let's say, the 15th, but you can eat it the 15th, the night of the 16th, and the 16th. You're telling me that you can, the pasuk would have defaulted to mean that you're not allowed to eat the meat, but you still are allowed to burn the fats? Right, the fats were telling me until the second morning. So therefore, you could burn the fats on the 15th, the 16th at night, the 16th, and the 16th at night, and the 17th at night. So, meaning that would imply that you can burn the fats for longer than you can eat the meat. That doesn't make any sense. Do you ever have a case like that? Now, I don't understand why not, but apparently you don't. Apparently you don't. The problem is, we do. And that's exactly what Abaye says back there. All right, Zamar le Abaye, Abaye said, Alam alo. He said, why not? So I don't know, why is that so strange? Hare Pesach for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Right, you have the korban Pesach for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right? We know that all of us are perhaps familiar, that you have to eat the Afikomen before Chatzos. Why is that? Because the Afikomen is comparable to Korban Pesach, and as a machlokas, how long you can eat the Korban Pesach for. Right, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you can eat the Korban Pesach only until midnight. So what's the deal with the Korban Pesach? The Korban Pesach you offer, right? You shechted on Erev Pesach, you can eat it until midnight. When can you burn the fats? You can burn the fats until morning. Right, that's what the Gemara says. So there, that's a case where you can eat the meat only up until a certain time, but the fats are burned for longer. So you see that whole logic doesn't hold. Right, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what does he say? The basar ifsul le mechatzosva emura natzafra. You can eat the meat until midnight, but the fats, right? You can burn till morning. So Einochanami, so that's not a good logic. That's not a good question, Rav Yosef. Amar Rava. Rava says, Rav Yosef, hachika kashele. So you're right, Einochanami, that wasn't the question. Rav Yosef's problem was like this. Mi kamidi di ilu tana lebasar lo boi resha, v'rav kahana le murim boi reshas. What's going on over here? Wait, is there anything? Right? Is it really possible that we're talking about the second morning, meaning that don't leave over the fats until the second morning? Because dilu tana basar lo boi reshas, because by the meat, it doesn't have the word reshas. It doesn't say the word rachis to tell me that the pasuk says it's referring to the first day. And further, as we're going to see in a second, the Bryce is going to say you're not allowed to leave the korban chagiga overnight, meaning to the first day, to the first morning. There, the pasuk does not say rachis. Here, by the emurim, it does say rachis. It does say first. And that will teach me you cannot leave the fats over till the first morning. Well, what are you talking about? Like, why would you need rachis here by the fats and not rachis by the meat, as by the korban chagiga, as we're going to quote right now? My he, what Bryce is Rav Yosef referring to? The tanya with under Bryce, lo yolin chay min habakar. You shouldn't leave over from the meat that you shecht on the first day until the morning. Right? There it doesn't say rachis. Because that teaches me that the korban chagiga, the 14th, I mean the one you brought on the 14th, can be eaten for 2 days and one night. When you can't leave it over till the morning, apparently that teaches me that you're not allowed to leave it over till the second morning. Oh, you know, el levayom. Maybe it means you can only leave it over to the first morning. So therefore, because you omer by yom arishon, are boker sheni omer. So apparently, it says that because when the pasuk says, right, don't leave it over to the first day. So clearly, that's the second day. The second morning is already mentioned. Right, it's talking about the second morning. So the Gemara says, oh, you know, Ela Boker Rishon. Well, maybe it is talking about the first morning. How did you know? So the Gemara says, Ma'ani Mekayim, so again, we're going to explain this in a second. Ma'ani Mekayim Chagigas HaNa'achelas L'Shneyom V'Layla Echad. So how would you ever have a Korban Chagiga that is eaten for 2 days and one night, Chutz Mizu, except for this, right? Any Korban Chagiga except for this one, except for the one that's brought on the Erev of Pesach. K'shu Omer Bo, Im Neder Onan Dova, right? Limina Chagigas Arba, Sar Shneachelas L'Shneyom V'Layla Echad. So therefore, we the pasuk says that im neder o nedava, to teach me that the korban chagiga can be eaten like a neder or a nedava, just like a neder and a nedava, right? It's a shlamim that a person brings just because he feels like it. That's eaten for 2 days and one night. So too the chagiga, the 14th. Is also eaten for 2 days and one night. So now just to clarify here one second. Amar Mar said, oh, eno ela boka rishon. Maybe you mean that the pasuk when it says you can only leave it over to the morning, maybe it's talking about the first morning. Ha amarta, but what you just said, kishu omer b'yom rishon, hare boka sheni omer. You already just said that we're talking about the second morning. So why would you even think about it's the first morning? So the Gemara says, achikamar, this is what he meant to say. Right. Oh, you know, ela b'shtei chagigos akasav medaber. Maybe the pasuk is talking about two different korban chagigos. Achas arbasar, chagigos arbasar, achas chagigos chamishasar. The 14th and the 15th, right? The one on Erev Pesach and the one that you bring on Yontif. Vezula broka, vezula bokra. And simply, the Torah is just talking about that each one is no good until the next morning. Right, so based on that, so now the Gemara explains. So Hado Amar, then the Tana said, Ela dekaim alon chagiga nechaz tashneyam v'layla echad. That's why we said at the end of that brisa that a korban chagiga is eaten for 2 days and one night. Im kein neder o nedava b'mai. So therefore, what do you need to teach me from im neder o nedava? So I chagigas arbasar, if you're to come and teach me about the 14th at night, the 14th night, for the korban chagiga that you shecht on the 14th, so aksiv b'yom v'layla. That already says, 1 day and one night. So, O Chagigas Chamishasar, but if you're talking about the 15th, the Korban Chagiga of the 15th, also Aksiv Bayom Valayla, it also only says 1 day and one night. Ella, rather, Rather, it must be that this Neder Nedava is talking about the Korban Chagiga on Yontif of the 15th. And therefore, the entire pasuk over there, when he says you can't leave anything overnight, that's talking about the Korban of the 14th, the Korban Chagiga on Erev Pesach. That teaches me that the Korban Chagiga on Erev Pesach can be eaten for 2 days and one night. Now, finally, we get to the question. This was Rav Yosef's question. And the Gemara does not answer it, but the Gemara, the question of Rav Yosef, again, what did Rav Kahana say? Rav Kahana said that, implying that when it says Rishon, which is Rishis, that means that you're not allowed to leave the Korban Chagiga, the fats, until the first morning, implying that without the word Rishis, it would have talked about the second morning. That's a taima, so here Rav Yosef asked the question, Rav Kahana, taima, the reason that we're going to say that the word, the boker, is referring to the second morning, dechliv bayom harishon laboker, because it already says in the first day in the morning, to my boker, because what boker are we talking about? The boker sheni, right? It must be talking about the second boker. Right, since the pasuk already said, right, Bayom Arishon, and the boker. So when you say the boker again, it's talking about the second boker. Right, so it's a high call hechad, ksiv boker stama, so boker rishon. Apparently, therefore, what do you see? Anytime it says the word boker without any other explanation, it's not talking about the second boker, which Rav Kahana wanted to say, it's talking about boker rishon. Alfakavda looks to be racious, even though there is no racious. Rav Kahana, right, did not like, Rav Yosef did not like that drasha Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana wanted to say that the word boker without any qualification is referring to the second boker. Here, Rav Yosef just proves that the word boker implies the first boker without any qualification whatsoever. Therefore, he didn't like Rav Kahana's drasha. Okay, the Gemara does not answer what Rav Kahana would say back to him, but that's that was the back and forth between Rav Yosef and Rav Kahana. Okay. Now let's do the Mishnah. Ordinarily, I would stop at a Mishnah, but tomorrow's daf is a little bit lengthy, and Lamaisa, it's a clean break at the end of the Amud. So now we're going back to Shechting the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, right? If you remember, that's what we started the Masechta with, right? Shechting the Korban Pesach. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash, that'll happen this year, and this will be very, very relevant. So the Gemara says like this, HaPesach Sheshechtu Shelo Lishmo B'Shabbos. Again, if you remember, if you shecht the Korban Pesach for another Korban, you have in mind, we said perhaps Kornatosos, that you have to say something, it has to be an Amira, but you have a Machshava, whatever it is, you have some sort of thought process that you, the Korban, this Korban Pesach is not for a Pesach, it's for a Shlomim, or whatever. So you shecht it shalom lishmo, not for the sake of a Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So now, says the Mishnah, chayv alav chatas, now you chayv chatas, because what do you, for just to clarify, whenever you do, whenever you mechal Shabbos, rachman latzlan, b'shogeg does not mean by accident, b'shogeg means with some lack of knowledge or some lack of information, either you didn't know it was Shabbos, you didn't know it was Aser, or something that you thought what you were doing was Mutter, so you're going to bring a Korban Chatas, if you did that b'shogeg. So here, what's going on? You're shechting the Korban Pesach. Normally, shechting the Korban Pesach is Doge Shabbos, but now your Pesach is no good, because it's Shalom Lishmo. Right? So what? It turns out you're doing a Shechita that was inappropriate, that was unnecessary, that was not Doge Shabbos. So it says the Mishnah, Chayev Chatas. You're going to be Chayev Korban Chatas. Shar Kol is welcome to Shechting with Shem Pesach, but let's say you shechted all the other Korbanos for a Korban Pesach, right, on Shabbos, if the animal itself was not shaykh to be a Korban Pesach, right, it was a cow, for example, or it was too old, right, so then you're going to be chayv chatas. But if they are ra'oi, meaning they could theoretically, if it was a sheep, it was 1 year old, etc., etc., but for whatever reason, let's say he forgot that it was a shlomim and he shechted it for the Korban Pesach, so Rabbi Elazar mechayv chatas. Rabbi Elazar says you're chayv chatas because it's not a Korban Pesach, you know, at the end of the day. Rabbi Yehuda poter. Rabbi Yehuda says you're poter because there's something called osik b'dvar mitzvah, or ta'a b'dvar mitzvah. Someone made a mistake with a mitzvah, so you're not going to be chayv chatas for that. Amro Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is going to try and show Rabbi Yeshua again. If you remember, the first Mishnah also had a lot of back and forth between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva. So here we have back and forth as well. Again, Rabbi Elazar says you're chayv chatas if you shechted, let's say, a shlamim for a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, Shechalias B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're potter. So Rabbi Elazar said back to him, or we started the conversation, he said, Ma'im a Pesach shu mutter l'shmo, kisheshina es shmo chayiv, and the Korban Pesach, which is mutter, if you shechta l'shmo, meaning if you shechta good Korban Pesach for its own sake, right, it's l'shmo, so you're going to be butter. But if you shechta Korban Pesach for a shlamim, you're going to be chayiv, so certainly the opposite should be true, right? Zvachim shein asurim l'shmo, and if you would shechta shlamim for a shlamim on Shabbos, that's usher. That's no good, right? So you're not allowed. That's not Docha Shabbos. So therefore, Kishashina Eshman, it didn't show Yechayev. Certainly, if you think that the Shlomim is a Pesach, right? Obviously, you should be Chayev. So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, lo. If a Marta Pesach Shinu B'davar Aser, Tamar B'zvachim Shishinu B'davar Mutter. Right? You can't compare, right? If your Chayev Echat is the case of a Korban Pesach, right, that where you shine bedavar aser, you changed it to something that was aser for you to do on Shabbos, right? You took a Pesach and you shechted it for a shlomim. The shlomim is aser for you to shecht on Shabbos. The Pesach is not. So that's going to be a chayv v'chatas. But you can't say the opposite, because what are you doing? You're tomer bezvachem sheshina bedavar hamutter. Where you changed the korban to be something that is mutter. Where you thought you were doing something mutter. Right, that was a Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah. That's Rabbi Yeshua saying back to him. That you try to change the Shlomim to a Pesach, or you thought that the Shlomim was a Pesach, so that's going to be Mutter. You're not going to be a Chayv Echatas. Those are not comparable whatsoever. Right, you're going from Mutter to Aser. That's not comparable to Aser to Mutter. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, Emuri Tzibur Yerachichu. The Emurim of the Tzibur, right, the fats that are brought, right, as part of, let's say, the Korban Tamid or whatever, that the Korban Tamid obviously is Docha Shabbos. But the emurim, right, will prove, right, that your logic is no good. Why? Shehim mutarim l'shman, right? You're allowed to bring the emurim if the korban tamid was shechted l'shman. Vashochet l'shman chayiv. But if you shecht some other korban, right, l'shma, right, so then you're chayiv achatas. Right? If you shecht a shlamim on Shabbos for an ola or whatever, right, so then you're going to be chayiv. Right, for a tamid or whatever. Let's say that the tamid is an ola. So let's say you took a shlamim, you shechted it for an ola, then you're going to be chayiv. Right, so even though the shlamim is technically okay, right, again, that's not going to pass on the korban, but you're still chayiv. So shechting for something that's lishma, right, even though it's mutter on Shabbos, right, it's not going to pater you from chiyuv chatas, because even though you shechted the shlamim for an ola for the korban tamid, which technically should have been mutter, even though it doesn't count, it should have been mutter because the korban tamid is docha Shabbos, you still get a chiyuv chatas. So therefore, your logic doesn't hold. So Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, "Lo, in Marta Ben Muri Tzibur Sheish Lem Kitzva, Tomer Pesach Shein Lo Kitzva." You can't compare something that has a finite amount to something that doesn't have a finite amount. Meaning, Korban Tzibur, how many Korban Tamids do they bring? One. Right, there's only one Korban Tamid that you're bringing, or two, I guess, one in the morning. Right, there's a Musaf, right, etc. There's a very few amount of Korbanos that you're bringing on Shabbos. Yesh Lem Kitzva, meaning there's a limit. Right, so therefore, right, if you're going to make a mistake, right, it's meaning you're negligent. Right? If you made a mistake with the korban that you take, right, you're only doing this once, right? You bring the korban tamid in the morning, right? You take the wrong korban, so you blew it. So you take the wrong animal, so you messed up. But the korban pesach, there are a bajillion korban pesachim, right? There are a million of them. So it's very possible that there's going to be a mistake. That, you know, a person's not thinking about exactly what's going on over here. He's taking this animal, taking that animal. There's a lot going on. So those are not comparable. You can't compare. Therefore, you're not going to be chayev echatas if you make a mistake with the Korban Pesach. Okay, so that's the back and forth. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, "Afa shochet l'shem imurei tzibur potter." First of all, Rabbi Elazar tried to use that and said that you're chayiv. But Rabbi Meir says, "No. If you're shochet for the imurei tzibur, right, if you shecht a shlomim, for example, for the korban tamid, for which is an ola, you're potter." Right? Rabbi Elazar tried to use that you're Rabbi Elazar said you're chayiv, and he tried to use that to prove his shita. Rabbi Meir says, "Actually, Rabbi Elazar is wrong. And if you shecht a shlomim for a korban ola, i.e., for the korban tamid, for example, so then you're going to be potter for a chatas." Okay. Back to Korban Pesach. Shachtu shlo l'ochlo. Let's say you shachted the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, for people who are not able to eat it, someone who's sick or whatever. Shlo l'mnuya, for people who are not on the list or not registered. La'rin l'mvelatlein, tamayim, for people who are tamay, people who are uncircumcised. So then chayiv. But you're chayiv achatas because, right, again, that Korban Pesach is no good. Right, but if you remember, right, if you shachted l'ochlo, shlo l'ochlo, for people who can and can't eat it, l'mnuya v'shlo l'mnuya, for people who are listed, people who are not listed, l'mulim for a bunch of people, and some of them have a mila, some of them don't. Then the tamei with the tahorim for some people who are tamei, some people are tahor. Right, so then the korban is good, and therefore putter, you're going to be putter from the korban chatas. Okay. In effect, nothing is wrong, right? It's funny that you should say potter, right? But in effect, nothing is wrong. Right? That is a good korban Pesach. Okay. Shechtu v'nimtza ba'amum. Let's say now, if you shechtu the korban Pesach, then you realize, oh man, it's missing a leg. It's a little dramatic, but if it has a mum, so then you're chayv chatas. Why? Because you should have checked, right? A mum that's going to mess it up, right, is a noticeable mum. Well, you should have checked the korban, so before you shechted it. So, but if shechtu v'nimtza treifa m'seiser, but if you shechted it and the treifa, right, if it turned it into be a no good korban, right, a treifa, that's what we check when we shecht any animal, right, whether it's a treifa, if it would have died, so then the shechita is no good. So if it had a treifa, I don't know, in the lungs or something, so then you're going to be potter because, right, again, it's not your fault. You can't physically check the lungs before you check the animal, so that's not your fault. Let's say you shechted the korban Pesach and you found out that the people who owned it took their names off the list. Osha mesu, or they died. Osha nitmu, or they became tamei, meaning and they're not going to eat this animal now. Potter, then you're potter because again, when you shechted it, right, you thought everything was fine. Therefore, you're going to be potter from a korban chatas. You only found out about the thing afterwards, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv chatas. Okay, shkoyach kol d'rabbosai. We'll go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.